Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the notion of intercession which shall take place on the Day of Judgment through the Prophets of God. Now, it is alleged that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would intercede for all the sinners of his ummah, and he will be able to win success for them and salvage them, and he will be responsible for them not being punished by the Almighty. Similarly, regarding other prophets of God, it is also said that they will intercede for their people, for their ummahs on the Day of Judgment. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that this concept of intercession has to be understood in the light of the Quran. And the Quran is absolutely certain that on the Day of Judgment, total justice and absolute and perfect justice shall prevail, and nothing which goes against this justice of the Almighty shall take place on that day. First of all, it needs to be understood that the word intercession, or shafa'a as it is used in Arabic, means that a person, first of all, seeks repentance, seeks forgiveness from the Almighty, and then some other person supports him. He seconds that first person in this repentance, in this forgiveness. Then this is called shafa'a or intercession. And without a person taking the initiative, there is no concept of intercession or shafa'a. It has to emanate from a person. And a person, if a prophet of God seconds that particular person's forgiveness, then this should be called shafa'a. Now, as far as the Quran is concerned, the Quran, of course, induces a person, it urges a person to seek repentance, especially whenever a person commits a sin. And there is a whole principle in the Quran which has been delineated regarding repentance. And it is said in the Quran in Surah Nisa, if a person is overwhelmed with emotions and he commits a sin, and he realizes this immediately afterwards and then repents, the Almighty says that he has made it incumbent upon himself, obligatory upon himself to forgive such a person. However, if such a person delays his seeking forgiveness till the day of till he sees his own death approaching, or he dies in a state that he's an absolutely clearly rejected of the Almighty, then such a person shall not be forgiven by him. However, of course, there is this period between them in which the Quran does not say anything. This, of course, the period relates to the fact that a person has not immediately repented after committing a sin, and he's not also delayed his repentance as far as he has seen his death approach. So in between this period, it is quite expected that it relates to this period that the Almighty will allow shafa'a or intercession for such people. Now, this is what the Quran positively says. However, since we know that in those times as well, there were idolaters who would rely on the intercession of their deities, of even the angels whom they worship. So the Quran has absolutely made it clear regarding intercession that on the Day of Judgment also, the absolute justice of the Almighty shall prevail. And it has also stipulated certain other things. For example, in Surah Zumar it says, قُلِ اللَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا, which means that all the authority of shafa'a or intercession rests with the Almighty. No one will have any initiative to it unless the Almighty Himself. It is the Almighty Himself from which it shall originate. And the second thing which is said in Surah Anbiya is, لَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنِ ارْتَضَى, which means, of course, that only those people shall be interceded for whom the Almighty permits, for whom the Almighty is pleased. If he points to someone for whom intercession shall take place, then only for that person shall intercession take place. For no other person shall take place. And the last thing is that whatever shall be said shall be the absolute truth. In Surah Naba, the words are, لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَزِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَقَالَ صَوَابًا. Only they shall speak whom the Almighty permits, and whatever shall be said will be the absolute truth. So if all these conditions are imposed on shafa'a, one can easily see that it shall primarily be an honor which shall be bestowed on the prophets of the Almighty, and they shall be able to intercede for their ummahs. Of course, everything that shall happen in subservience to the justice of the Almighty, and justice shall reign supreme. Nothing shall happen which will be against this justice. One has to be absolutely clear. And people today who think that if they sin today, then on the Day of Judgment, since they belong to the Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and hence they shall be interceded for by the Prophet, and they shall go scot free there, They are very, very gravely mistaken, and this shall not be the case. As I said, the justice of the Almighty shall reign supreme, and nothing shall happen there which is against this justice. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ